Nigel Wolf went out for a smoke. Just three puffs off his joint, and he was feeling better. He sat there listening to the birds broadcasting from the branches as he closed his eyes and melted into the moment. Another day without signs of the plague. A happy day with a mild but satisfying high to get his mind off work. So Nigel spends a couple hours sipping booze and listening to music, mostly Spencer John's Explosion of Blues and Beefy Captain Heart. By 1:48, he is feeling a little sick. He thinks maybe the mango schnapps are the blame. He takes a couple more puffs off his fruit berry kush stash. However, as the afternoon darkens, he keeps feeling worse. Achy muscles, and he's sure he has a fever. The normal symptoms of the current plague is ravishing the populace like a random bad lottery. He considers seeking medical help. He is high risk for a serious illness or death, even if he has what he thinks he has. But he doesn't make enough money for the high prices of treatment. He doesn't think he is strong enough to survive a stint in the debtor's prison camp, working off the expense. Medical debt criminals must forfeit their bank accounts and all their possessions on conviction. Medical debt camps are privately owned for profit. The meals and lodgings are a nightmare, but the charges for them are high. The charges add another 3 to 5 years to pay off your soul to the company store. Better to die delirious in bed, Nigel thinks. And so he does.